listening to the Rap-Kill Hardcore Asian Cosplay.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
You're listening to the Rap-Kill Hardcore Asian Cosplay.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yes! Thank you! For tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with none other than me, your host, me. And oh, well. You're coming in a little bit too late with that music, Mike. Anyways, I think we need to cut the silent part of that off first, because I think it has like a little, like 3 or 4 second little build up. I think we need to cut that off of that track. But anyways, yeah. So we're starting the show tonight, right now. I don't know what time zone you guys are in. You know, I'm all the way here in Poland, and people listen around the world. Despite what any other ridiculous claims that you might hear, oh man, I'm telling you, had a guest on last night. For those of you who listened, you know what happened. For those of you who were not around to listen, well, I'll just say, I brought my own child trafficking agent, guy who worked undercover quite some time. You know, a wealth of information. But the thing about being a federal agent, the thing about working undercover, this stuff scars you. It scars your very personality. You know. Here he is, a 60-something-year-old man, really upset, just totally upset that I've gotten further in the business of media in my 6 years of doing it than he has in his 30-something years of doing it. And I'm dragging him, I'm helping him out, but, you know, oh boy, he saw that KGRA ad and his ego, he couldn't take it. he could not take it. And so his ego exploded out, you know, over there. Want to start cursing and betting against my listeners. And, you know, I'm professional. I don't have time for it. I don't do those kind of things. You know, I have something called class. So that's just not something you're going to see out of somebody who was a monster in the system. I think for the most part, he's a decent human being for the sacrifices that he's made for other people, the country, and things like that. But I think having to sit behind the computer while his teammates are working the field and he's virtually useless. Now, I don't know. He savvies himself a hacker and whatnot, and he's just fed what information he's fed. So, I don't know. He thinks he's some sort of broadcasting genius. He can find out whatever information. Blah, 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 and total garbage. But anyhow, these are just things that inflate the ego, you know. To diminish his own ego, he has to tear at other people and say, I even have an ego. Listen, I don't have an ego. I'm here to do a job. Listen, if I had an ego, you'd know my name. I just go by V. V's a mantle. When I'm done doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to move on and return back to my normal life and be totally, hopefully unrecognizable at that point, unreachable. So, anyhow, that was the update there, in case you missed yesterday's broadcast. So, I mean, you never know. You never know when the drama is going to happen. That's why you got to listen in every day. yes. So, I want to go ahead and hop back into this Nick McKinley because yesterday was a wash. So, I want to continue with do a part two to what I was doing Thursday. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Oh, boy. No, I lost track of the day. I know I'm not supposed to be naming dates and times on the show because I have rebroadcasters, but we'll just say a couple days ago. So, let's get that fired up, if you would, Mike. And I'm going to continue my breakdown, my analysis of this Nick McKinley guy.
And actually, Texas AG's office, they did a phenomenal job. There's some law enforcement in Arizona that was working the case as well. But when it came to kind of coordinating a lot of the intelligence work and passing that off, we did a lion's share of that for sure.
So Carl Ferrer, who was the CEO of Backpage, I believe that's the name you were trying to think about. Did they know that human trafficking was taking place and they kind of looked the other way? Is that what the challenge was?
Yes, they absolutely did.
How did they know that? How did they know that?
Because it's egregious. I mean, and any person who was looking at what was happening on their platform, I mean, they knew what was happening. And the DOJ actually has communications. If you research the Backpage case, you'll find that's why they pled guilty, is because they were literally talking about it on their corporate communications. So they have the servers, they have everything that they were talking about, and they have them talking about the fact that they knew this was happening. And they were. Let me give you an example of the kind of thing that was happening there. There was a 12-year-old girl who was advertised by a human trafficker on Backpage, right? So you could tell, and along with a photo. And he put her age as 12 years old. Well, Backpage's moderators changed the age to 18 and then let the ad go forward.
Come on.
Absolutely evil. I mean, just evil.
So I'm looking at
alternative to Backpage. Let's stop it right there. So, but there's nothing conclusive about that. There's absolutely nothing conclusive about that. If you have someone who changed the age, I mean, it just might be somebody. It might be another cop, or it might be one of these vigilantes out there who are pedo hunting. That's not conclusive. There's literally no evidence or anything substantial to make that even a talking point. So that's kind of null and void. All right, let's keep going.
I mean, just evil.
So I'm looking at alternative to Backpage. So I'm assuming you target Craigslist.com, OLX, Facebook, Kijiji, free ads. What are the websites you target that can do exactly what Backpage did?
So I'm not going to give the names of the websites that we target actively. These websites are very profitable, and I'm not interested in. I'm not interested
shout out. Okay.
In that fight. And more importantly, people who don't know where to go, telling them where to go. But there's about 32 sites right now that are the primary sites where the source data comes from. And we're actively collecting from all of those sites.
So let me ask you this. When you're dealing with a company that say they don't know that that is taking place, and then they find out based on the proof you show, because I think your model isn't you go attack them. Your model is you go team up with the 70 or 60 law enforcement organization that you work with. You no longer kick the doors down. You give the intel to those to go kick the doors down. I think if after doing some research on your business model, that's your business model, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you find out a company that's a real company, they have somebody who's a human trafficker leveraging the clientele, the traffic that's coming to that website. Do you then contact them and have the business work with you to get more of that data for you to pass down to law enforcement? Like, do the companies now help become a teammate with you?
That's always the first. That's always the first place that we start. So we have very, very publicly recognizable partners, publicly traded companies that we work with to help them keep human traffickers off of their platform. But a lot of these websites, they specifically moved their business operations overseas into non-friendly, non-extradition U.S. countries so that they're not subject to U.S. jurisdiction.
Let's stop right there. Yeah, well, maybe you should stop tax raping everybody. Maybe, you know, if the government wasn't so tax hungry, maybe you can have a proud company, a proud American company. You know, maybe if you stopped doing domestic terrorism, state funded domestic terrorism, these false flag operations. I mean, that's the reason why I don't want my businesses registered in the United States. I don't want to support terrorism. I don't want to support a greedy system. There are other places to register your company. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. So, I mean, listen. As far as the government, the U.S. government, and tax dollars, your money is not going where it's supposed to be going. I could go to my child. I can go today to my childhood home, street I grew up on, and show you the same potholes that were there when I grew up, when I was a small child. I can show you the same potholes. I know it's cliche to use potholes as an example, but, you know, you pay registration on your vehicle. What for? And they always say, oh, to help maintain the roads. No. You're paying registration on your vehicle because it's a contract. It's a contract that you have to be willingly aware of. Registration, the very word means to give ownership over to the king. You register your vehicle, you no longer own that vehicle. You have given it over to the king. Register. Registered. Okay, and the deal is sealed by contract if you pay for that paperwork to be interred. You've sealed the deal. There are so many ways of getting ownership of you, the people, not just your property, but ownership of you, that you don't even have any rights. you know, a large part of this is, you know, being corporate property. All United States citizens are corporate property. To make them enforce anything is a joke, because they're not going to. They don't have to. You're right. You have to go in common law. You have to represent yourself as a common law entity in order to get anything done. And it's disgusting. And what he's saying about, oh, you know, going in and to these websites, there's something that you have to also think about as well. When he's going into these websites and talking about getting cooperation with these websites, that's when you're going to see the stings, the actual trafficking start, the real sting operations. They just turn these websites into catch a predator. Okay? You know, there might be one or two cases of some trafficking, some illegal prostitution happening. Feds hop on that site. Oh, they open up front stores. You're going to see ads everywhere for trafficking. Once the feds get into it, and when people see all that, oh, yes, it's gross, it's gross. Yeah, this is terrible. But it's the feds doing it, because they're trying to get any kind of fresh meat for their claims. They'll sting somebody to justify what it is that they're doing. You know, you ever heard the terminology water weight? Stuffing the bra? Putting a sock in your underwear? It makes it look like it's not what it really is. Are they really helping? I don't know. Roblox. Take a look at Roblox, for example. Do I even need to bring up Roblox? They'll shut down the back page because sex workers are getting paid. They'll shut down the back page because these prostitutes are making tens of thousands of dollars a month tax free. Not giving a damn about what the government has to say. Shut down Backpage. Now, will they shut down Roblox? Come on, look at the comparison. There's nobody, there's no prostitution, there's just nobody making money on Roblox. You just have creepy, old, in a lot of cases, ex-government workers who think they have some sort of immunity or protection, who go on Roblox and try to find themselves little kids. You guys seen the triangle? The pedophile triangle? Look that up in the Roblox. Okay? They're not shutting down Roblox. In fact, they're beefing up Roblox. They're using child labor, making these little kids to create their own video games within the game and make a little bit of money off of them. And that keeps the adults interested, because there's a money flow. There's a system there. And all these old creepy pervs who want themselves, you know, a six-year-old little boy to molest, Roblox is going on strong. You're not hearing in the news of any of any kind of child trafficking ring or cell being busted. You haven't seen it. So that's just how much this guy is full of crap. Go ahead.
U.S. country or friendly non-U.S. or non-friendly non-extradition U.S. country or countries, so that they're not subject to U.S. jurisdiction.
Same guidelines.
That's kind of part of the problem.
So how do you battle that?
Right now, there's nothing we can really do on that. We have a way of diluting their market.
Why don't you lower taxes?
We don't talk about publicly to make it so that it just complicates their business, right? It just makes it so that the trafficker can never quite get his product in front of the customer, and the customer can never quite find a real product. So we have ways of complicating that a little bit. But primarily, the way that we deal with that is by getting these human traffickers arrested. And that's one key thing that we need to focus on is, in order to have a human trafficking victim, which is the reason we're doing this, right? Human traffickers are bad people. They're going to do bad things. There's nothing Nick can do about that. However, they're exploiting people. They're harming children. And so the reason that there are human trafficking victims is because there are human traffickers. So we don't need to spend all of our time focusing on rescuing victims. We need to focus on preventing victims by getting rid of human traffickers.
Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. And so sometimes when you guys have to wrestle with pigs quite often, right? Yourself, like you have to get dirty yourself in order for you to be able to make their life a living hell. I know you can't say yes or not, but your world is not like, hey, let's take the proper route and, you know, you have to make their life a living hell by playing some of their games against them. No.
So not so much playing their games against them. You know, everything that we do is reviewed by legal counsel. We work with prosecutors, love us, and we wouldn't be able to do the things that we did if the work that we put together was not admissible in court. All right. And everything that we do is admissible in court. We're open to discovery. It's a very, very above board operation. But what we do is we infiltrate their communications. And I hope there are human traffickers out there right now listening to that and wondering whether or not that person they're communicating with online is actually one of my intelligence analysts. We infiltrate their communications where they're sharing best practices. They literally will coordinate with each other to say, hey, you know, the Super Bowl is coming to my town. I've only got three girls. I need other guys to come down and bring more girls so that we can service what is a market opportunity for them. Mm-hmm. And that's a key differentiator in the way that we fight human trafficking is we fight it as a market. We fight it through economics. Where in your business and in my other business, I'm always trying to reduce risk, right? We're always trying to mitigate it. What we do at Deliver Fund is we increase market risk for the human traffickers to cut into their profit margins and make it harder for them to do business.
Yeah, but human traffickers, kind of like, obviously, you'll see where I'm going with this. Nick, only 7% of people are going to graduate from Prairie Rescue. Watch me do it. Only 1% is going to become a CIA. Watch me do it. 86%, which is only 14% of people that do what you're doing right now, their marriage ends up at a divorce. Oh, if I beat 7% and 1%, I'm going to beat 14%. That's not a problem. I got it, right? Are these guys intimidated by that? They're like, dude, you're not going to catch me. We know what we're doing. We're smarter than you. They're thinking they're going to outsmart you every single time. Because
no. And here's the misconception.
You know what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely. But here's the misconception about human trafficking, right? People will say that human trafficking is the largest growing criminal enterprise. It's just not true. Narcotics and guns, especially with all the wars going on around the world, narcotics and guns are, you know, illegal gun running is hands down the largest illicit commodities. The next is people will say, well, you can actually make more money from, from selling human trafficking victims than you can from narcotics or guns. That is also not true because you can have a shipping container full of cocaine or AKs sitting in a port somewhere and you can leave it there for 2 years. And the drugs and the guns are worth just as much as they were when you put that container there. You can't do that with people, right? People have people require overhead. You have to house them. You have to feed them. You have to keep them in at least good enough condition so that customers want to spend some time with them. And that's the Achilles heel that cuts into the profit margins of human traffickers. And so most of your smart criminals, I mean, your people who would be curing cancer were they not criminals, most of them are into some type of organized crime around either narcotics or guns or, you know, ripping off banks, credit card fraud, those types of things. It's actually there are exceptions to this rule, but it's not your smartest criminals who are human traffickers. There's also a piece here, you know, I saw in doing research that you've interviewed many members of the mob. My guess is if you go ask them what they think about human trafficking, they're going to say that's over the line. And if we found somebody doing that in our organization, they were going to end up in a box. And that's what happens with a lot of these criminal enterprises too, is, you know, you'll have narcotics criminal enterprises who aren't going to allow their people to start harming children. So even within the criminal underworld, there's an ethic line when it comes to children that people won't cross.
Oh, there's no question about it. And they even had a code, La Cosa Nostra, they wouldn't touch drugs, although several people did, but that was part of their code as well. So not the smartest criminals. Okay. So not the smartest criminals, meaning they're not trying to play the, oh, I'm going to beat the odds of 7%, 1%, 14%. So you're saying they're scared? Like if you scare them, they run away like a little cat. Are they scared criminals? Like, can you scare them away from the industry or no?
No, not really.
Okay.
This is all they know.
Okay. So business model to catch them. I'm not in your world, but I'm just thinking about it. So if it's Super Bowl and these are the girls that are doing it, you know, they're coming in and, hey, customers go, they're going to go online to get somebody. Hey, I had one too many drinks. Let me call somebody. How do I find somebody? Hey, we got. So is the business model to go to the Super Bowl and go find those sites and call 100, 200, 300, 400 of them, then you send your guys to go meet with the girls, and then you tell the girls that you're willing to help them out and interrogate them to get a feel if they are working with somebody, and then you have them come with you. You can't get all 300 of them because they're scared for their lives that you know, individuals, mm-hmm. It's the relationship with the pimp and the prostitute, and you know how that relationship, it's fear-based.
Absolutely.
Then
no, that's crap.
You convince a percentage to go with you, and then you backtrack, giving them protection and safety.
No. Listen, do cops look in and see, you know, if there's, you know, these drug packers or the processors, the drug processors, do they go in? Do they just, get a percentage of them? Oh, do you want to confess to what it is that you're doing? Oh, do you want to tell us how your operation's working? Oh, do you want to? No, there's SWAT. There's DEA. FBI, paramilitary, they come in and they clean up. This is a load of horse crap. It's such, they treat it with kid gloves because, once again, they don't know who's behind it. It could be, you know, Pedro down the street, or it could be Joe Biden himself. It could be some deep state big man. It could be, you know, senator or governor, somebody who's behind it. Okay, because when they come across that kind of stuff, They have to leave it alone. They got to leave it alone. You try to do something against that as a cop or something, you know, a fed is going to come at you and say, this is classified. We're working on this. Don't worry about it. These are not the women, trafficked women you're looking for. These are not the drugs that you're looking for. You know, they'll do the wave with the badge. That's why he's got to handle it with such kid gloves. Okay? He's got to do a job of intel and feed it to people. He can't even feed it to his own people. He's got to feed it to local law enforcement, if there is local law enforcement in the area in which these activities are going down, and then they go and bust it. He told you from the beginning, local law enforcement is the bulk of the people who do the arresting of these child trafficking or these sex working rings, okay? Sex slave rings. It's 90-95%. Why don't you think the FBI would be busting? Why don't you think why wouldn't the Federal Bureau of Investigation not be top tier on this problem? Now, I know the question answers itself. But these are the questions you got to be asking yourself. But yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
And then you have them come with you. You can't get all 300 of them because they're scared for their lives that you know, individuals, it's the relationship with the pimp and the prostitute. And you know how that relationship, it's fear-based.
Absolutely.
Then you convince a percentage to go with you, and then you backtrack, giving them protection and safety. And then through backtracking, you find out who it is, and then you go track them down. But at that point, they know that you've taken some of their people, so they're probably on the run. Is that part of the business model? At least not yours, because you're not the one that does that. You just give intel. Is that one part of the business model that the law enforcement does, or no?
Yeah, so that's exactly what law enforcement does. Law enforcement, you know, gets in front of the girls because you got to have a witness, right? You got to have proof. Gets in front of them and says, hey, you know, and usually a lot of times using our intel, here's what we know about you. We know that you and that girl over there are actually all connected, and we know that you're run by this guy. We know that he's sitting in a car in the parking lot. All we need you to do is tell us that he's holding you against your will, and we got this. Or in many, many cases, what can happen is, you know, the human trafficker is controlling the girl. So he'll go drop her off at whatever venue. And as he's dropping her off, law enforcement swoops in and catches them together. So you do have those types of cases, but some of these are very, very insidious. We had a case in the southwestern United States where the girl was on her own. So we thought she was a human trafficking victim. We were sure she was a human trafficking victim. And our analysts are really, really good. Yet when the law enforcement wrapped
Stop.
Her up, she was on her own.
Stop. Once again, surveillance cameras can pick up that I'm looking at logos. Google is throwing ads at me all through YouTube telling me to buy Legos. But there's not enough surveillance to get the fact that these women are being trafficked. That these people, I mean, there's so much tracking capabilities. I know, I actually like, I like wearing my mask out in public. It makes me, I have like a ninja mask, so it's really cool. It's just the lower half of it. I like wearing it. You know, it's I don't know. Maybe it's just the child in me, the little kid in me that likes the Halloween costume play. But I like wearing it. So if this thing, if it can't track my face, but it can recognize me. It can recognize what computer I'm going to be on. I'm going to tell you, this computer service is not in my name. So, I know if it went from identification, 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 this computer service is not in my name. Okay? If they can track me that well and feed me ads, if one of these girls went to a store or had a cell phone, you know, they got all the surveillance they need. These pimps, these so-called pimps, use cell phones. They can track them. They're body heat sensors, Wi-Fi Doppler, cross transforming that gives a 3D environment. You can there's so much technology that is used to track you and I, the regular citizens, that can give the government all the information that they want, all of it. Don't get me started on the remote near monitoring. Okay, when I expose, and see, that's the thing. When I expose the remote neural monitoring, when I take it to court and show how the technology works, because I know how it works, demonstrate how it works, because I'm pretty confident. Give me $50,000, and I can replicate exactly what it is that they do. But anyhow, that aside, when the people find out that each and every one of these traffickers and traffickees are in fact being watched by the CIA and NSA, and nobody wants to do anything about it, the public is going to be in uproar. People joke about storming Area 51. No, they're the NSA CIA installations. There's going to be waves of millions of people, like hungry zombies, and we're going to uproot these corrupt installations, these corrupt government people. I'll bet my life on it if I can just expose the information. There's every way in hell for these girls to be tracked. I got followed around in my own apartment one time. I'm on Facebook. I'm on my iPad. Yes, the sensor, the camera sensor's covered up. Thick double-sided, you know, construction tape. You know. So, I'm being told by a federal agent who's harassing me at the time. He's literally telling me everything that I'm doing in my own house. Oh, enjoying that sandwich? Wow, you spent a lot of time on the toilet. You know, as I'm checking my messages, it literally told me real time everything that I'm doing. So, for the fact that this man has to use local law enforcement to sniff around, while the technology is there for him to have all the information he could ever possibly want, which is not given to him, it's all a load. It's a load. I don't think this guy's not aware. I mean, I know I'm smart. I'm a utility genius. I know I'm smart. But I would think this guy would have just 10 more IQ points to be trying to do what he's doing. All right. I'm going to stop ranting. Go ahead.
Really, really good. Yet when the law enforcement wrapped her up, she was on her own. Well, after questioning her for about 20, 30 minutes, she broke down crying, and the human trafficker had her baby and was threatening to hurt her baby and had her baby in another city. And that was the handle he was using to control
her.
Makes sense.
What a way to hold somebody hostage. How much does the U.S. government to fight what you guys are fighting? You can't do it with a couple million dollars. How much is the U.S. government putting behind this? Like, how much are they saying we are going to fight human trafficking? We're going to put up this much money and then go and help certain organizations to, you know, accelerate the process of eliminating, if not as much as we can, to get rid of human trafficking.
So the U.S. government spends less than a dollar per human trafficking victim globally.
Globally, which is globally, it's a 20 to 40 million people globally. So you're telling me it's only 20 to 40 million dollars a year?
The last numbers we had are that the U.S. government spends $22 million a year fighting human trafficking, like specifically dedicated to fighting human trafficking.
So let me ask you, why?
That's not enough to pay personnel.
So which president has been the most? Is it because it's an uncomfortable topic for presidents to campaign behind that no one wants to talk about? Because it's, you know, it's a little bit of an uncomfortable topic, you know, to talk about human trafficking. Why haven't presidents campaigned behind something like this and made it an issue for people to say, yeah, I think we need to put, I mean, right now we just did $1.9 trillion, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the big deal if you put $10 billion behind something like this? This is actually emotionally painful to the parent that lost their kid and they go through this. And, you know, when someone goes through this to get them back to living a normal life, and rather than wanting to commit a suicide, the percentages are so high that very rarely do you get them back to being normal. It's a big fight that they have, and it takes years. It doesn't take 3-6 months. And many times it takes 3-5 years to get them back to saying, okay, this is not your fault. You didn't do this. It's okay. You got to move on. Why wouldn't the government want to fund this and put some money behind it?
That's a great question, and I don't have an answer for that. This is such a problem, and it kind of goes back to what I said in the beginning. Like, we have whole government bureaucracies that spend tens of billions of dollars to fight the illicit sale of legal commodities, yet we don't have a single government agency that is focused on this issue. And why? You know, why? When I was at the CIA, did we have this intelligence on a human trafficker in another country, and was there nowhere to send it? You know, why is Delta not being sent in to go take down, you know, major human traffickers overseas? I mean, these are legitimate questions we need to be asking of our politicians and our policymakers to say, why is this not a priority? And human politicians do campaign on this issue. I mean, if you look at it, they talk about it, but show me the money. If you're serious about it, right? The Bible says where your treasure lies, there your heart will be also. So show me the money that we're actually spending. We've seen lots of bills come through saying that this much is going to be spent or that much is going to be spent, but they all go unfunded.
So how united are all of you on the private side, meaning someone like you, a Tim Ballard, there's a good amount of you that are you guys all pretty united, or is it a pretty competitive environment, or is it all we're united because we're fighting the same fight?
It's united. We're fighting the same fight. You know, what we do at Deliver Fund, we're the only organization in the world that does what we do. And you know, the other folks out there, be it International Justice Mission is a great example. You know, we work closely with some of their folks. They're the only group that does what they do. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is a phenomenal organization, right? A lot of people don't realize that actually is a private nonprofit that John Walsh started around the missing kids issue. We work very closely with them. And so you have all these various groups that kind of do different pieces of it. You know, one of the key components of the fight against human trafficking is the restoration homes. You know, these are people who have started nonprofits to provide restoration services to human trafficking victims. And so it does get into this environment where, you know, especially if you have people with really, really good hearts, but no business experience or no business sense, and they don't have the right business people wrapped around them. I've been incredibly blessed in that I've had big business brains, you know, really come in and help us out, not only with money, but to show us where the potholes in the road are. And so on the restoration side, you have a lot of organizations that are just trying to do the right thing to help these victims, but they don't know how to do it in a repeatable, scalable way.
So you and Tim Ballard have a relationship, like you guys do stuff together?
No. As I understand it, they predominantly focus overseas.
Okay. You're more domestic and overseas.
No, we are only domestic.
You're only domestic. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, you
okay,
know,
stop right there.
Give us.
So I can't disagree with too much right there. Except for, once again, if he doesn't know why there's no help for this, why there's no funding for this, why there's no anything for this, that would tell you that the government, or in this case, the shadow government, would be complicit in the activity. There's no point in shutting it down. Okay? Very complicit. I mean, Occam's razor, you know, 2 + 2. I mean, to be in total dismay about the issue, someone of his stature to be totally dismayed, someone who deals with intelligence to be totally in dismay and ignorance of this fact worries me. Now, I'm glad his operations are domestic. I'll probably be the thing that saves his life. Because if he were to go foreign, at the level this man is working intelligence, you know, I really don't think he would last very long. If he's going to be ignorant to his own people, he's going to be ignorant to a lot of other things. And so let's just leave it right there, I guess. You know, work domestic, maybe. I mean, he's going to be led around. He's going to have that carrot on the end of the stick. He'll be led around. Because he, for XCIA guy, he does not seem like he understands the spy game, the intelligence game. He has no idea. I mean, good grief. How naive can you be? But they'll throw him some treats. They'll throw him some treats. They'll say, he'll say that he's doing good work when he's completely missing the mark every time. Backpage. No, forget Backpage. Go after Roblox. You know, follow the sex parties that your senators are having. Okay? These people who wear masks, you know, eyes wide shut. Maybe you want to tell some of these people. You'll get a huge dose of reality. But, okay. Anyways, let's keep going.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, give us a, I mean, where I was going with this was the following. Where I was going with this is, how often have you guys gone in front of Congress and made a case? How often have you guys gone to D.C. and made a case? How often do you guys unite together and make a case? How often have you guys gone and gotten celebrities behind something like this to make a case? How often have we, you know, rallied people if save the world, make it a better place to you and, you know, the song back in the days. You know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
They didn't want to get paid for it. They're just like, look, we're doing it for a good cause. And there are people that are willing to do that. Who's leading that today? I know Ashton Kutcher did some stuff, and he was pretty active. And you can tell the pain when he was speaking about it. So I don't see this as a Democrat, Republican, or independent thing. I just see this as a, listen, this ain't politics. This is kids, period. And all you need to know to emotionally be connected to this is to have a kid or a younger sibling. As long as you have a kid or a younger sibling and you emotionally experience that, you're like, no brainer, I'll support it. How can I support it? How come no one's been able to get in front of the government for the government to say, we're going to put $1 billion, $2 billion, $5 billion, $10 billion behind it?
You know, it's funny. We were actually coordinating with Ashton Kutcher, and I was on a call with him, and, you know, he goes in front of Congress. I was asked to speak in front of Congress 3 times, and every time, 2 days before, they canceled. Why is that? Yota Soros at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, who's the chief legal counsel there, she goes and talks to policymakers on a routine basis, but National Center for Missing and Exploited Children gets $60 million a year from the federal government. So maybe now, and that's predominantly focused around the missing kids issue, and that's not human trafficking specific. So children who go missing, you know, foster kids, like I was a foster kid, right? I got lucky. I very easily could have been a human trafficking victim. Kids,
the highest percentage, by the way, foster kid is 60%. It's a very big number.
Yeah. Missing kids. National Center estimates that once a child goes missing or runs away, within the first 48 hours, they'll be approached by a human trafficker, because these human traffickers know where to find them. And they're cruising around looking for them. So there you are, a runaway teen in Seattle in the winter, and you're sitting on a park bench, and people think that you're just a homeless teen. And if you ran away, then I guess you are a homeless teen at that point. Human trafficker comes by with a warm car and says, hey, you want some food? Get in.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Stop right there. Stop right there. And I find this to be utterly disgusting here. The thing about these orphanages, okay, a lot of these orphanages, you got to step into CPS area here. CPS or DCYF in some other parts of the country. I don't know any other names they go by, but these Child Protective Services, yes, they treat these children horribly. You guys have heard me talk about this. God, you guys have heard me talk about this. You know what? I'm going to break it down even more, because just to bring in some examples, I'm not going to hit this with a broad stroke, especially since, I mean, we got a minute to commercial break here. I'm going to hit this with a more detailed stroke than usual. Okay? So just keep that in mind. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show on RBN and KGRA and other platforms. All right? So give me about 6 minutes, guys, and we will be right back.
And more reliable. The
system has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide.
You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you.
Need help, speed. And, now you must learn to survive. Yeah. I'm no longer not going to advertise my YouTube channel. I'm definitely going to advertise my YouTube channel now, especially since I have a way to do so.